Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. It's a little warmer today, partly sunny with temperatures going into the mid-30s. It will be mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 22 degrees. Stepping back from the brink of war, Vladimir Putin cooled tensions in the Ukraine crisis on Tuesday, saying Russia has no intention to fight the Ukrainian people, but reserves the right to use force. At the same time, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Kiev's fledgling government and urged Putin to stand down. He repeated what he said before, that it's not appropriate to invade a country, that it's not 21st century GA nation behavior. On Tuesday in Albany, Mayor Bill de Blasio made another push to get universal pre-K through the state legislature. He attended a rally and met with lawmakers to whip up support for a tax hike on wealthy New Yorkers to fund universal pre-kindergarten and expanded after-school programs. The tax is opposed by Governor Cuomo and the Republicans in the state Senate. The lobbying comes less than a month before the April 1st budget deadline. Pleas for state funding typically become more urgent in March, while the budget is negotiated behind closed doors. A prosecutor started closing arguments in the New York trial of five ex-employees of Bernie Madoff by telling jurors that each of the defendants played a crucial role in the mammoth fraud. Prosecutor John Zak said Tuesday that Madoff depended on his former secretary, his former head of operations, an account manager, and two computer programmers to keep his fraud alive for four decades. It collapsed in December 2008 when he ran out of money and confessed to FBI agents that his business was a sham. Madoff pleaded guilty and is serving a 150-year sentence at a federal prison. The closing arguments come as a nearly six-month trial winds down in Manhattan. All of the defendants have pleaded not guilty, and two of them testified. The South Brooklyn Accountable Development Initiative, Fifth Avenue Committee, Make the Road New York, who gathered this sound, St. Nick's Alliance, Cooper Square Committee, and the Met Council and Housing were on hand to protest the gathering of developers. They say with rents increasing, tenants' income decreasing, and homelessness up a staggering 13% since 2012, shame on those landlords for focusing on creating more luxury housing. Joseph Sid of Thor Equities was keynote speaker. He was the developer who tried to turn Coney Island into a luxury resort. In other protest news, at 6 p.m., there will be a march from Times Square to the U.S. Mission at the United Nations in support of the legitimate government in Venezuela. Lourdes Vela reports.
Wednesday is the anniversary of the death of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. That's when there will be a rally in support of democratically elected socialist President Nicolas Maduro. Washington has funded a destabilization campaign in the country. That's why Williams Camacaro, like more than 8 million Americans, lost their belief in the U.S. government and their allies. They have little faith in the mainstream commercial media, which dominates news channels, which focuses on Venezuela's 1%. The reality is that there is a democratically elected president who has been voted into power by the 99%.
It is unbelievable, but the private media is using images of police brutality in other countries.
Camacaro, radio host and coordinator of the Alberto Lovera Bolivarian Circle of New York.
This is circulating on a global level in order to demonize the government and its supporters. What is more disturbing for us is that the world is taking this as a fact, an extremely dangerous precedent and no coincidence, but rather version 2 of the 2002 media coup against the elected and much-loved former President Hugo Chavez.
Organizers of the New York City rally on Wednesday, March 5th, say it's about standing up for the truth, standing up for the 99%. They say despite how Washington and the private media portray demonstrations in Venezuela, what they are really trying to do is destroy a socialist government. Lourdes Vela, WBAI.
A group of Republicans came out in support of legalizing gay marriage in Utah and Oklahoma. The group contends that allowing same-sex unions is consistent with the Western conservative values of freedom and liberty, once championed by Ronald Reagan and Barry Goldwater. The group includes former Senator Alan Simpson of Wyoming. Washington, D.C. is poised to join 17 states that have decriminalized pot possession. A measure approved by the D.C. Council would no longer make it a criminal offense to possess less than 1 ounce of marijuana. Congress is not expected to intervene. And finally, two upstate New York communities are hoping the Oscars won by 12 Years a Slave will shine the spotlight on their roles in the life of Solomon Northrup. The film, based on Northrup's account of being kidnapped into slavery in the 1840s, won Oscars for Best Picture, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Supporting Actress. Northrup was born in the Adirondacks and later lived and was married in Fort Edward. He was living in Saratoga Springs in 1841 when he was lured south by two white men and sold into slavery in Louisiana. He wasn't freed until 1853. Saratoga Springs holds an annual Solomon Northrup Day, an event that will be organized starting this year by Skidmore College. The museum in Fort Edward is housed in the building where Northrup rented rooms. The museum has been telling Northrup's story since 1975. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.